sanctuary for you. Sing that with me tonight. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living.
Is that your desire tonight? Amen. I'm going to ask Brother West, if he don't mind, just to come just a moment and pray over these needs tonight. We have quite a few that we'll just share with you here. A prayer request for Lisa Gwynn. She's been very tired lately. Daughter-in-law Tessa has a very important job interview, so they're just asking God for your prayers. Please pray for Paul Archer. He is having surgery on his heart in the next few minutes, it says. So it sounds like it's going on tonight. So let's remember that. That's Paul Archer. Sister Stacy Hensley turns that in. Please pray for my mother, Sharon. She has dementia, is moving to West Virginia to an assisted living home. Please pray she'll adjust well to her new surroundings. Sister Janet Kennedy turns that in. Please pray for Brother Sam Clark's wife, niece. They're going to amputate her leg on Friday. So serious situation there. Remember Brother Homer Brown from Florida. He has had a possible heart attack, so let's remember that. Brother Randy Scott turns in a request. A friend of mine back in upstate New York was killed on Monday afternoon, struck head-on by a drunk driver. Remember his family in prayer. He has two younger brothers, younger sister, and a daughter. His name was Roger Cook, so let's certainly remember that family. Pray for Jim Hughes having stomach problems, gallstones, diverticulosis. Just remember him. Pray for the young men, for these young men from Alaska who have several needs in their lives, and most of all for salvation. Their names are Mitchell, Jason, and Troy. These men are in desperate need of prayer that concerns their family and loved ones. Just remember those young men. Remember Nadine Finch. Her legs and back are hurting her, and also an unspoken prayer request. And pray for Rhonda Bartley from Kentucky, who's having a double mastectomy, so let's remember that need. And then a testimony to share in reference to my handicapped nephew who had the huge precancerous tumor in his colon. Recently, he had lost a lot of blood. Much of the lab had to keep check on his hemoglobin levels in case he would need blood. Instead of his hemoglobin bottoming out, it elevated. And the doctors were astonished at this. Never had to give him blood through the whole ordeal. We praise God for protecting him. That's from Sister Martha Ann. So thank the Lord for that. If you could stand tonight, Brother West takes these knees to the Lord for us tonight.
I also have a brother that contacted me before the service that asked for an unspoken prayer for his wife and immediate family to accept the message. So let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to come together and worship in your holy name. Lord Jesus, this is such a precious time. Lord, we see so many things coming together. We have a lot of prayer requests here, and some of them are very serious. It seems like, Lord, just about every time we come up for prayer requests, there are many serious things. But, Lord, there's always testimony. It seems that the signs and wonders never quit following your true word, Lord. We see healings, and we see changed situations, and we see things, Lord, that nobody can really explain how it happened other than your hand was in it. And Lord, that's the thing that I believe we should focus on more and more as we see you coming closer and closer to your coming, is the fact that we can trust you and that you love us and that you hear our prayers, Lord. And Lord, we know that that's a witness and a testimony to the people of the world around us who turn in their requests. Lord, there's so many serious things here, Lord. But in the scope of things, in the scope of eternity, Lord, it's nothing. It's just a trial that strengthens us and reshapes us and remolds us to be more in your image and to learn how to have wisdom and the strength to face trials better and better as we go on in this life. As our bodies get frail, our faith gets stronger. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for that. We thank you for something that people of the world can't really recognize, but that you've placed within us, that your very life lives out through us, Father. We know that, Lord, we can come together with thanksgiving. We can come into your house with thanksgiving, with praise on our lips, Lord. We can lift up your name and your spirit will draw close and you'll bring us together in one spirit and one accord. We love you so much, Father, for everything that you're going to do. We thank you for every one of these requests that was placed here before you, Lord, because we know that they came through believers, Lord, who had the faith to bring them and put them before you. And so, Lord, we know that we can trust you to answer them. And Father, we ask you to be with us during this service. Help us to put everything of the world aside. Help us to forget everything, Lord, but to focus only on you, and to focus on your word, and to worry about making you happy, and to forget about our own cares, and to focus on your needs right now, Lord, as we worship you and lift you up. We love you, Father, and we dedicate the rest of this service to you. And Lord, we ask that as this man of God who's back here right now, no doubt a little nervous and studying and praying, Lord, and getting ready to come up here, Lord Jesus, we're trusting and knowing that you're going to set him aside and speak right to us. Lord, we see it so much. It's such an amazing thing. I don't know how the world goes without it, but Lord, we're so grateful, so appreciative for what you do for us, and we thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
You can be seated. Thank you, Brother Wes.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Brothers would like to come lift the offering tonight. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Do y'all remember that song? Let's sing this one tonight.
When the Savior calls, I will answer. When He calls me, I will hear. When the Savior somewhere listening for my name. If my heart is right when he calls me, if my heart is right, I will hear. If my heart is right when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. If my robe is white when he calls me, if my robe is white, I will be. If my robe is white when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening.
Julia Phillips has a song for us tonight. There she is. She was hiding.
When I think of all you are in my life and in my heart, no words can say what I feel. 'Cause if everything is true, it's what I have found in you. For to me, there's nothing so real. And though there is no way I can repay you, I'll give you whatever you want. I'll live a life that says you give me every song with my take their place and pour out my heart to you. But what they don't understand is to know your grace firsthand, how it feels to love like I do. Yes, you bring me to my knees with your kindness. There's nothing that I can hold back. I'll live a life that says you give.
Let's stand tonight. We got Brother Darrell Ward preaching for us tonight, getting ready to come out. So I know we're excited about that. Let's sing that "You Thought I Was Worth Saving." I think it's F. I wrote it down over here. It's F. That's almost 12 steps. That's a lot to ask. I think Brother Darrell taught us this song, "You Thought I Was Worth Saving," Dennis. So we'll sing this as he comes out tonight. Well, you thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life. So I could be clean, so I could be whole, I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside.
Let's start over. Amen. Well, praise God. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with us to the... I'm just going to go preach. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians tonight. We want to read from chapter 4, verse 18. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we are grateful for the salvation of the Lord, that He thought that we was worth the sacrifice that He paid to secure our freedom. And what a privilege it is, knowing that every redemptive blessing, I mean every redemptive blessing, belongs to the believer tonight. Amen. And God will be just as real to you as you, faith, can declare Him to be. Amen. So if you look beyond your symptoms, you look beyond your problems, you look to your God tonight, our God can absolutely do anything. There is nothing that our God can't do. Amen. That He's got it all in control. Amen. You know, so the disciples, when they was on the boat, and the boat was filling with water, and the wind had done ripped the sails off, and they was trying to, and the oars began to break. It didn't matter. Jesus was on board. I'd rather be in a boat with the sails tore off, the oars broke, and it filling with water and having Jesus in that boat than to be in a big yacht without Jesus. Hallelujah. So it don't matter if the oars is broken, the wind's blowing in the sail. That don't matter. As long as He's in the boat. And He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And the most wonderful thing about God is at any moment in time, God can just do something so supernatural, spectacular. Yes, sir. At any moment when you think it's too far gone, at that very moment, God, hallelujah, God can do the impossible. Amen. Amen. There is no God like our God. He's worthy of our praise. Well, I'm tired. I worked today, but He's still worthy of our praise. Amen. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Let's read from there this evening. Do you love Him? Well, it's good to be home. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 4:18. The Bible says this. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Let's bow our heads. I want to speak tonight for a few minutes on the eyes of your heart. The eyes of your heart. Heavenly Father, Lord, we bow in your presence this evening. We just want to say thanks, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. Thank you, Lord, for sending Elijah to us. Thank you, Lord, for the message of the hour. Thank you, Lord, for the rapture promise. Thank you, Lord, for the characters that we see in the Bible and can take courage. Lord, we just want to thank you tonight. And we want to worship you tonight. And we want to exalt you tonight. Because there is no God like you, Lord. And we bow in your great presence, our heads tonight. And we say we love you and we thank you, Lord. And we appreciate all that you've done for us, God. And we're excited, Lord, for the things that you're going to do for us, dear God. For you never brought us this far to leave us. You never taught us to swim to let us drown. You never built a home in us to move away. There's a purpose for us being here. There's something you want to accomplish in our lives, God. And we surrender to that tonight and yield ourselves to you. Oh, Lord, come tonight in a great way. Move among your people. Let revival fire break out, oh God, in every heart tonight, Father. No matter what the situation would be, no matter what the circumstance would be, may we look to the unseen tonight, dear God, and see the reality of your word, Lord. Oh, that when we leave the building, may there be a shout in the camp. May there be a praise in the camp. May there be healing and joy and salvation and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, because you're God and you promised these things. And Lord, you will not fail. And we give you the honor and the glory tonight. Watch over Brother Donnie, Lord. The brothers traveling there in Israel. Protect them, Lord. Bring them back safely home. Bless the little bride around the world tonight. We love you, Father. We just want to worship you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I feel good tonight. We look not at the things which are seen. Amen. But we look at the things which are not seen. Amen. You know, we're told that by the message of the hour, we are told that we have an outer man and we have an inner man. And the inner man walks by faith. And the outer man looks by what he sees with his eyes. And I tell you tonight that every person in this building has to be led by one of these two persons. You're either going to be led by the outside man, which is self, or you're going to be led by the inner man, which is God. Amen. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So we see there's not three ways to walk. The Bible said there's only two ways to walk. We either walk by faith or we walk by sight. But you cannot walk by sight and faith. That's not an option. That's how so many people try to walk. They try to walk their walk by faith in what they see with their eye. But that's not an option. The Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. You see, you do not see with your eyes. Though many times we thought that we see with our eyes. But the prophet said we only look with our eyes. But we see with our hearts. Jesus told Nicodemus to come to him in the middle of the night. He said, except the man be born of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But what Jesus was telling Nicodemus was, you cannot understand the kingdom of God until you're born again. Many people have such a hard time following God, serving God, because they try to do it through the understanding of their eyes. They try to do it by what they can see. They try to conform. But you can never understand God until you're born again. And when you're born again, there's a man who turns on the light. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs, as a man thinketh with his heart, so is he. Now the critics went, they went all to pieces on that. And they said God made a mistake when he said a man thinks with his heart. But later they found out that God was right. They said there's no mental faculties in a man's heart. There's nothing in a man's heart to think with. They said when God said heart, he must have meant his head. But let me say tonight, if God meant his heart, that's what he meant. If God said heart, he meant heart. He told Moses, take off your shoes, not your hat. God means what he says. And every statement of God's word is true. And every word of God is just as true as every word of God. It's either all the truth or none of it's true. Amen. Well, the word, that was for some other age. That's not the word of God. The word of God is right now, present tense. God's word is perfect. God's word is everlasting. God's word is eternal. God's word doesn't fail. You see, God don't need somebody to interpret his word. All God needs is somebody who'll live his word, who'll believe his word. God don't need me to figure it out. He just needs me to believe it. Prophet said, then I was reading in Chicago, great headlines in the paper, where that medical science found a little compartment in the heart of man, in the human being, that didn't even have a cell in it. It wasn't found in animal life. It was only found in the human body, in the human heart. And science said, it must be the dwelling place of the soul. So then man does think with his heart. You look with your eyes. But you understand with your heart. Oh, we'll never be victorious by looking what we see with our eyes. We must be led by the heart. I'm glad this is not a head religion. I'm glad this is not a knowledge religion. This is a heart religion. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. But listen to the amplified version of that scripture. And I pray that the eyes of your heart, the very center and core of your being, may be enlightened, flooded with the light of the Holy Spirit. That you will know and cherish the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which he has called you. The riches of his glory, inheritance in the saints of God's people. God's people look to the unseen with the eyes of their heart. You see, when God made man, are you with me tonight? When God made man, He made him this way. He made in him a certain compartment. And science testifies that it's there. He placed a little place in man's heart for his own throne, for his control tower. God wants to lead man. But man wants to lead himself. And there's a war constantly. It's a constant war. Because God wants to lead you by your heart. But man wants to lead himself. Man goes after what he sees with his eyes. But that's where he's deceived. That's where Satan deceived Eve, by what she could see. The fruit was pleasant to the eye, but it was death to the soul. God wants to lead man. So he made himself a control tower in his heart so that man would be led by the Spirit of God. Getting off on his own leading is what separated him from his fellowship. Look at what he could see with his eyes. And that's where we stand yet tonight, he says. All those who are led by such things, those who are led by their eyes, your emotions is your control. People are led by their emotions. Come on, somebody. You know I'm telling you the truth. Amen. People who are led by such things, your emotion is your controls. But the Bible said that the sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. A man or a woman or a boy or a girl who tries to walk after the things of the world, they can never please God. Because they're walking after what they see with their eyes. But a man or a woman that will not look at the things of the world and just go according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, they're usually in the will of God. So there is tonight in this building a great fight. Satan takes the eyes of man. He takes man's head to control him by his head. But God took his heart. That God would control man, not by what he sees with his eye, but by the understanding of his heart. Amen. The Son of God will see God through the eyes of his heart, though his physical eye can never declare God. Don't you see, God never gave us five senses to find him with. He never gave us our eyes to find God with, our ears to find God with. But he gave us a sixth sense, and that sense is faith. And faith is a revelation. And by the revelation of God, we can see this is God's will for my life. Amen. Glory to God. I feel Pentecostal. Amen. Amen. God took his heart. God wants to control him by his heart. Amen. Satan wants to control you by what you see with your eyes. If he can get you looking at the circumstances instead of the outcome. If he can get you looking at death instead of life. If he can get you looking at defeat instead of victory. Reasoning instead of the word. If he can get you looking at your problem instead of the answer. Some people only see their problem. That's all they ever see is the problem. And I'm not belittling your problem. We have big problems. We have great problems. But I'm telling you, my God is greater. Hallelujah. If he can get you looking at your problem instead of the answer. If he can get you looking at the doctor's report instead of Isaiah's report. Isaiah said, who hath believed our report? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon us. And by his stripes we are healed. That's Isaiah's report. That report is greater than any doctor's report. Oh. Well, you've just never seen a bad MRI. That's simply not true. I've seen some bad MRIs. One of them was my little girl's head. It was a bad MRI. I have seen bad MRIs. I have seen tumors on x-rays. I worked in surgery for years. They put the x-rays up so they'd know where to go in, where they was going to find the tumor, how big they needed to cut, how much bowel they needed to cut out. They would put, I've seen all kinds of tumors on x-rays. That's doctor's reports. Thank God for doctors. But when the doctor says it's a cancer, Isaiah said, by his stripes, you're healed. By his stripes, your blinded eyes can come open. By his stripes, you can get up and walk. By his stripes, we can live instead of die. We can shout the victory instead of weeping in defeat. Woo. You see, the devil likes to produce mirages. Oh, the devil, I tell you, it amazes me how many times the devil comes to church and believers don't. It amazes me how many times the devil can lure people to sleep. Sitting right in a church pew. And then they wonder why they never got anything. You know why? You let Satan woo you. You're getting sleepy. Come on, somebody. Satan will tell you, you better be careful. You might shout. Honey, I'd love to see you shout. One time. One time. Just one time. We'll even pay to get your hair fixed. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let the devil buffet you. Don't let the devil hold you down. We are a free people. We are free. Christ took the slave belt off of me. I was a slave to drugs. I was a slave to alcohol. But Jesus made me free. Amen. Satan loves to produce mirages. Satan likes to take the light of God's word and bend it to produce a mirage. The Bible says, I'm the Lord thy God who heals all thy diseases. You know what the devil says? That's right. That's right. All but yours. Yeah, he heals cancer, but he can't heal yours. After all, yours is the worst case they've ever seen. You know what worst cases mean to God's people? A greater miracle. That's what it means. Do you know your faith raises the highest when it's under the greatest trial? Amen. You see, if Satan can get you looking at a mirage with your eyes, he can control you. He'll control you by your emotions. And when you get off on an emotional tantrum, you ain't going very far with God. God don't move by screaming. God don't move by crying. God don't move by begging. Come on, somebody. God's not moved by emotions. God's not moved by pity. But God does move by faith. Faith will move God. And as long as Satan can get us approaching God through our emotions will lie to us. Our feelings will lie to us. Amen. Satan wants to lead you by what you can see with your eyes. But God wants to lead you with the eyes of your heart. When your eyes look upon it, the devil uses your eyes. In the Garden of Eden, it proved it. The devil chose the head of man to work with. When Satan came to Eve in the garden, he came to her, presenting to her what she could see with her eye. Now, a mirage is a natural occurring optical phenomenon in which light rays are bent to produce a displaced image of the distant objects of the sky. All a mirage is, it's light, but it's twisted light. And twisted light produces a fake image. And if Satan can get you looking at a fake image, he'll control you by your emotions, just like he did Eve. He took the word of God for that hour. For God said, do not eat of this tree, of all the other trees you can eat of. But don't eat from this one. So he comes to Eve and he says, so, did God tell you not to eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden? No, that's not what God said. God said you could eat, just don't eat this one. So did God tell you not to eat of the trees of the garden? Twisting it just a little bit. Oh no, Eve said, oh no, no. We can eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but the tree in the midst of the garden, we can't eat it. If we do eat it, we'll die. And Satan says, you shall surely not die. God loves you too much to kill you. You'll surely not die. God said they would die. Satan said they wouldn't die. Who are you going to believe? The one who created the garden or the one who walked in and crawled out? Who are you going to believe? That same devil talks to you every day. He'll tell you you can't make it. He'll tell you God don't love for you. God don't love you. He'll tell you it's too hard for you. He'll tell you nobody cares for you. Nobody loves you. Nobody's interested. Come on, somebody. How do you know he says that? Are you kidding? He tells us all that. Amen. Watch, he's creating a mirage. He's taking the revealed word for that hour, which is the light of that hour. And he takes God's light, God's word, and bends it to fit his plan. Now watch him. He said, you'll not die. The reason God don't want you to eat of that tree is he knows as we eat of that tree, he will become as gods. Knowing good and evil. You'll be just like him. But you see his deception. They already were like God. They already were in his image. They were already gods on the earth. They already walked on the earth as gods. And it proved it when Eve believed his deception. But what she saw with her eye, when she accepted her emotions and let her emotions play out, Adam went with her. They fell from their place in God. Not elevated. They weren't elevated in their place with God. They fell from their rightful position. So in what? Satan's mirage was a lie. It was nothing but a lie. He had caused them to fall from the position on the earth as gods by a mirage. He deceived them by a false image. You see, the devil will show a man what he can see with his eyes. Something he can see. And he says, seeing is believing. But when God comes to a man, God don't come to his eyes. God don't come to his head. God comes to his heart. And he lets him believe things by his heart through faith that his eyes cannot see. For the scripture says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Because the eyes of the heart doesn't see mirages. The eyes of the heart don't see reasoning. The eyes of the heart are not controlled by emotions. They look only at the Word. We look not at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are not seen. For the things which are not seen are temporal, but the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, they are eternal. Christians always look at the unseen things. Every redemptive blessing of God. Think of it just a minute. Every redemptive blessing of God is unseen. The whole armor of the Christian is unseen. Love, joy, faith, long-suffering. Show me love. Show me joy. Prophet said, go down to the drugstore, buy me a quarter's worth of love. I need more of it. You can't do that. You can't put your hand on it. Yet it's more real. And yet it's unseen. Christians look at the unseen things. All the unseen forces of God works in the heart of the believer. We look at the things which we do not see. If we're children of Abraham, if we're the children of Abraham, then we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Abraham walked by faith and called those things which were not as though they were, because God said so. The seed of Abraham walking after the unseen. The eye can't comprehend it. The mind can't wrap around it. But the seed of Abraham sees it. It's more real to them than what they're looking at. They said, Mr. Ward, your daughter can't see. She'll never see. There's nothing to see with. I said, I don't care what that sees. I don't care what that shows. I'm not looking at that. I'm not looking at the MRI. I'm not looking at a CT scan. I'm not looking at what the therapist says. I'm looking at what the Word says. And the Word said, God provided a lamb for her eyes. And if there's a lamb provided, I will take that lamb over blindness. I will take that lamb over disease. Seed of Abraham, walking after the unseen, like Noah. Let's look at Noah for a minute. Before one drop of rain fell from heaven, Noah seen the rain coming. There wasn't no rain in the heaven. They had all kinds of electronic gadgets. They was able to shoot weather balloons up in the sky and prove. Sorry, Noah. There ain't no rain up there. And after all, God chose to water the earth by the springs from the deep. That's God's way. That's the way God does it. So Noah, you know, the only water is going to hit the earth, it's coming up from underneath, Noah. You're simply wrong. But Noah didn't look at the eyes through the eyes of his head. He wasn't looking through his eyes. He was looking through the eyes of his heart. And Noah saw rain 120 years. Oh my God in heaven. Before one drop of rain fell on the earth, Noah done saw the rain. My God, what eyesight. You talk about, there ain't no carrot going to do that. 120 years before one drop of rain fell on the earth. Noah saw the rain because Brother Samuel, he wasn't looking through his natural eye. He was looking through the eyes of his heart. And the eye of his heart was seeing rain. His eye was seeing rain because God said it will rain. If God said you're going to live, you're going to live. Come on, somebody. Preach with me tonight. If God says you're going to live, you're going to live. Yes. 120 years. How far can you see? 120 years, Noah saw rain. It's going to rain. He saw the rain coming. And he made a preparation to get away from it. You see, my brother, my sister, it's unlimited how far a man can see when he looks through the eyes of his heart. You see, if you can look through the eyes of your heart tonight, you know what you'll see? The wedding supper. You can see yourself already sitting there, oh glory to God. I already see my seat. It's got my name on it. How far can you see? How far can your eyes see? Just as much as your faith will declare it. He built an ark. He built an ark. And when the rain that he saw, my God, you imagine opening up the Weather Channel and it says 120 years on a Monday, heavy rain showers. Noah said, I'm ready. Let it rain. He already had a place to go. Look at Elijah and Gehazi. Get up in the morning, no doubt. Gehazi, the servant, goes out to fetch some water to make coffee. Folgers, no doubt. And he goes out the tent. Singing, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. And all of a sudden he looks. And all around him is the Syrian army. Completely surrounded. I'm one of them.
Reach it, brother. Amen.
Hey, Lodge. Nickname, you know. Hey, Lodge. You might ought to come and see this. And Elijah walks out the tent. Oh, he got his towel on his shoulders. So while there's more of us than there are them, make the coffee. And Gehazi looks about like, you've all been looking at me. More of us than they are them. More of us than they are.
Amen. Hit it, brother. Amen. Yes, sir.
But you see, that's looking with the natural eye. That's looking with his head. That's the natural. When everything goes wrong, we've all been there. Everything you do turns south. The doctor says this, and the doctor says that, and the doctor says you can't get well, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and you'll never make that bill, and you're going to lose your house. It's just the natural thing to do, to think this is it. The doctor says it's cancer. The doctor said he found cancer. This is it. But you see, my brother, my sister, if you will only see with the eyes of your heart, if you look at that cancer with the eyes of your head, your emotions will control you. You will be controlled by your emotions. People hear the word cancer, it scares them to death because they look through the eyes of their head. But the prophet of God said, even if you had cancer and you didn't fear it, you wouldn't be that bad off. Because faith can move cancer. More of us than there are of them. I don't see nobody. I don't see nobody. Elijah said, God, open his eyes. With his eyes come open. With his spiritual eyes come open. When God opened his eyes of his heart, he saw all around them stood chariots of fire, angels of fire, the mountain was on fire. The Syrian army numbered thousands, but they were outnumbered by thousands. Horses of fire, chariots of fire, angels of fire, fire all over the mountain. Because the Bible said, angels encamp about them who fear His name. Is there anybody here like that tonight? The Bible said, angels encamp about those who fear His name. Anybody here like that tonight? Then where are the angels? Where are they? They're not out there in the car. They're here. If the eyes of our understanding could come open, the building's full of angels. They encamp. They don't come and go, Brother Skip. They're with you right now. They're with you at the barbershop. They're here. You don't believe that. I feel you pull back on that. They're here. The angels are here. The angels encamp about those who fear His name. Anybody like that? Then those angels are here. They're not out there in the car. They don't do like us, slip out to the preaching's over and then slip back in. They stay. Of course, some people slip out and never leave their seat. But not the angels. Amen. Amen. Do you believe that? Yes, listen to this quote. Now, Lord, realizing, standing near, there's perhaps many, many angels standing near. Because there's believers here. And the Bible said the angels of God are encamped about, not going backwards and forth, but they're encamped with those who fear Him. Many, many angels are here right now. Because the believers are here right now. And the prophet of God said, when the word goes forth and the people receive the word, the angels of God have white flags of victory. And when the people receive the word and the angels see that we receive the word and believe the word, they start waving the white flag of victory. And there's demons in this building. And the demons have black flags. And if they can get you to doubt, if they can get you to hold back, they'll wave their black flags. But God give me grace that my angel tonight will wave a white flag of victory. Oh, hallelujah. Let them wave the flags. Let them wave the flags. We are an invincible army. We are the people of the two armies. The Bible says in the Song of Solomon chapter 6, return, return, O Shulamite. Return, return, that we may look upon thee. And what will we see in thee, Shulamite? As it were the company of two armies. You can do this, little brother. You got an angel with you. Well, glory. Look at Joshua. Before what rock ever rolled out of that building of those walls, Joshua was claiming the victory. Walking around shouting the victory. For by faith, Joshua saw the victory. He never saw the wall. I was looking about the walls of Jericho. Do you know those walls consisted of three tiers? And the total height of that wall was 46 foot. What's that like, about 10 stories, something? I don't know. I'm not into it. It's high. 10 foot's high for me. I'm afraid of heights. 46 foot. It's crazy, ain't it? Scared to death of heights, and I joined the army, jumped out of airplanes. Does that make any make no sense? It's bad what your friends will talk you into doing. Choose your friends wisely. Thank God I had a handicap, a bad hip, and they wouldn't let me jump. Thank God they wouldn't let me jump. I don't know where that come from. But these walls are 46 foot high. Some places estimated that they were 14 foot thick. Now, friends, there's not a problem in this building that high or that wide tonight. The walls were so wide, they had chariot races on top of it. If you remember right, Rahab's apartment sat on top of the wall. And Joshua never saw the wall because he looked through the eyes of his heart and he saw the wall on the ground. And before one rock ever moved, Joshua was walking around the wall shouting the victory. I say tonight, my brother, my sister, how much can you walk around? Can you walk around that wall of doubt? Can you walk around that wall of fear? Can you walk around that wheelchair? Can you walk around that cancer? Come on, somebody. Can you walk around that oppression? Can you walk around that sugar diabetes tonight? Can you look to the unseen and see your healed? Can you look to the unseen and see a lamb that's been provided for your healing? Oh my, you either walk around or the wall's going to fall on you. He was looking at the unseen, shouting the victory, because God gave the promise when you can see Him who is invisible. When that pulsation of faith comes into your heart and it begins to pulsate, I am the Lord thy God who healeth all thy diseases. When you can see that, when you can see that, everything else weakens around you. 10 spies came back, said the land's too great. The giants are too tall. It's too hard. We can't take the land. But an 85-year-old man by the name of Caleb, he said, give me my mountain. Because Caleb, he saw the mountain through the eyes of his heart. He saw it through the eyes of the promise that God had gave him. That's my inheritance, let me say tonight. Joy is your inheritance. Victory is your inheritance. Salvation is your inheritance. Your children are your inheritance. Somebody needs to see the mountain. Somebody needs to look through the eyes of your heart tonight. Looking at the things not seen, but looking at the unseen. I'm so glad that by faith tonight, we can see the far off, the coming of the Lord Jesus. Making preparations to get out of this old world. Amen. California making their big boast. We want to secede from the United States. You're going to leave soon enough. That's right. You're going to leave. It just ain't the way they think. Now, did you see where they're trying to ban the Bible and all religious material in the state of California? It's coming, friends. These things are coming. He said, what did the prophet of God say? It's been proven among us. You've seen this third pool. It's been thoroughly identified among us. Now that will lay dormant. But when that squeeze comes, He will speak. We've seen God as a healer. Now watch Him as a warrior. He will fight for His people. They think they don't want us. But when God lifts us off this earth, they will to God that we were back. I see where New York City don't want Chick-fil-A to come up there. They don't want them coming into New York and playing gospel music. But I say to New York City tonight, when the tidal waves wash into your city as California slides beneath the sea, you would to God you had a religious song to sing. Repent, New York City. Repent, California. For the hour of God's wrath is at hand. I see by faith the judgment of God upon this nation. America will never be great again. America will never be great again. She spurned her day of grace. She's been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Now what you can see with your head will lie to you. That's why so many of us live defeated. We try to serve God what we can see with our eyes. But can we believe Him with our hearts? Looking at the promise. Looking at the promises of God with the eyes of your heart. You see, this Laodicea age has puffed theirself up with their knowledge, their education. Believing only what they can see with their eyes. Seeing is believing, they say. They've taken education over God. They've taken knowledge over faith. You see, my brother, my sister, when truth is denied, education is accepted. They took education. Brother Branham said Japan will be rocked to pieces because they rejected God's program and took education. Do you know before the California earthquake in 1906, before that earthquake struck on Easter weekend in California, just a few days prior to that, Japan suffered a 7.8 earthquake?
Think about it. Yes. Did it, Brother Darrell? Yeah.
Friends, the prophet said Japan will rock to pieces because it took education over God's word. Amen. Oh, blind Laodicea! They make their boast, but they cannot back it up. They say, I am rich. I am increased with goods. We have need of nothing. We don't need God. We don't want God. We don't need healing. We have need of nothing. They're looking through their eyes. Their emotions are controlling them. But God spoke and said, knowest thou not? God said, you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked, deceived by their eyes, controlled by their emotions. But Christians are not led with the natural eye, but we are led by the eyes of our heart. And the eyes of our heart declare for us a rapture. The eyes of our heart declare for us a refilling of the Holy Ghost. God promises to heal you. And you come and get prayed for. And you don't feel one bit different. Has absolutely nothing to do with it. Here not long ago I was in a meeting. A woman come up for prayer. She had a tumor behind her ear that was so big. When I touched it, I thought I was going to vomit. It made me so sick to my stomach. And I laid my hands on it. It wasn't me. I ain't nothing. But that woman's faith was so great. I thought, my God, Brother Terry, that thing's fixing to fall off in the floor. They're going to tear this church down. I just knew. I knew that tumor was going to fall off in the floor because that woman was looking through the eyes of her heart. Her faith was declaring it. Brother Jerry, I prayed for that woman. And when she turned and walked away, I have never been so disappointed in my life. When that tumor was still hanging on her ear. I thought, God, I don't understand. But you see, it's not what we see with our eye. It's what we can believe with our hearts. And what I didn't know, it was about a month before I found out. 2 days later, that woman was walking through her house. And the tumor fell off on the floor. When you pray for it, nothing happens. Got nothing, though you feel no different. That's got nothing to do with it. We believe it anyhow. But you see, the Christian, our salvation, we believe in a God who saved us that you have never seen with your eye.
That is true.
As long as you look at your affliction, I'm hurrying. As long as you look at your afflictions, you will never go any father. But if you'll look at the promise of God, You have got a right to every redemptive blessing that God promised in His Word is yours. The Bible declares it's yours. It's not something you've got to get. It's not something you're going to get. It's not something if you can pray just exactly right, you're going to get this thing. I'm telling you, in the name of the Lord, according to the Word of God, you already possess it. Every redemptive blessing belongs to the believer. Amen. We look at the things that we do not see. We're the children of Abraham. We do not walk by sight. We walk by faith. Forget your symptoms. As long as you look at that hand that's twisted and say it's twisted, it will always be twisted. What has believing our afflictions done for us? Well, I've got sugar. Well, the doctor says it's... What's that done for you? It's kept you in that condition. Well, now, Brother Darrell, I looked at that blood pressure monitor and it said 147 over 85. Don't look at it. Look at what God said. Right. Are you saying don't take... I'm not saying don't take your medicine. God heals through medicine. Yeah. Right. Come on, God heals through medicine. God heals through doctors. Yeah. But when the doctor says there's nothing else I can do, when the doctor just shakes his head and walks off, we have another manual. Yeah. If we look to the unseen, it's the unseen things that are real. They are more real than what you see with your eye. Amen. Amen. But Rev said, as long as you look at that hand and say it's twisted, it'll always be twisted. I'll not look at it anymore. I'll look to the holy temple, he says. I'm telling you, something will happen. Something will get sick. When you start looking like that, when you start looking through the eyes of your heart, the prophet said, something will get sick. Satan will. Yeah. Satan will. When you go to beginning to look like that. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's good. Do you love him? Yeah. Listen, as we come to a close. Three men dying on three crosses. A thief on each side of the man in the middle. I love it. Brother Joel sings that song. Both of these dying thieves saw the man in the middle. They saw him bleeding. They saw him crying. They saw him dying. They saw him have spasms, convulsions. Both of them saw the same exact thing. A dying man crying on the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Both thieves saw the same man. A bleeding, sweating, crying, dying man. One thief looked with his eyes. And the Bible said he railed, which means spoke evil. He spoke evil against the man in the middle. He cried out, if you are who they say you are, save us and yourself. Come off the cross if you're who they say you are. He was looking with his eyes. Save yourself and us. But the thief on the right, he looked with the eyes of his heart. He saw the same dying man crying on a cross. But he looked through the eyes of his heart. You know what he saw? He saw the Messiah. He saw the Deliverer. He saw the Lamb. He saw the Son of God. And he said, leave him alone. We are getting what we deserve. But this man's done nothing wrong. Then he said the greatest thing he could ever say. He said, remember me when you come into your own. Remember me. The thief on the left and all this evil speaking. Jesus never even answered him. But the thief on the right, when he said, remember me, Jesus pushed up on the cross. And he said, this day, not next week, not someday, this day, you shall be with me. One thief on the left, one thief on the right, and the man in the middle, he looked with the understanding of his heart. He knew who he was. He knew what his purpose was. And in his weakened, dying state, he said, weep not for me. Do not weep for me. For I have perfect strength in perfect weakness. I am in the will of my Father. For this cause was I born. For this purpose came I into the world. And through his eyes, though his eyes were on the crowd, he looked upon the crowd. He looked upon those who beat him and smacked him and spit on him and mocked him. He looked upon the eyes, with his eyes upon the people who had done these things for him. But from the eyes of his understanding, as the song says, though his eyes was on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time. Amen. And when he was on the cross, Amen. He saw you. When he was on the cross, you were on his mind. He saw you through the eyes of his understanding. He saw you as the Lamb of God. He saw you as your deliverer, as your healer. Hallelujah. He looked and he saw. What did he see? Your fellowship. He saw you well. He saw you free. He saw you forgiven. He saw you happy. He saw you shouting. He saw you through the eyes of his understanding. I see you in the future. You look much better than you do right now through the eyes of my heart. I see you well. I see you happy. I see you in peace. I see you with joy. I see you an overcomer. Through the eyes of our heart, I see you in a rapture. Do you see that? Can you see that this night? How far can you see? How far can you see? Look at the eyes of your heart. The promise is yours. The healing is yours. The power is yours. Can you see what Noah saw? Can you see what Abraham saw? Can you see what Joshua saw? Can you see your promise? Can you see your day? Can you see your victory? Can you step into it? Look not with the eyes of your head. It'll lie to you. Listen to me. If you look through the eyes of your head tonight, you will leave here defeated. You've got one or two choices. We're coming to the end. Brother Harry, come. Brother Tim, come. Musicians, come. We're coming to the end of the service. We either walk by faith or we will walk by sight. You cannot walk out of this building both ways. You're going to have to cast down that doctor's report. You're going to have to cast down that fear. You're going to have to cast down that child's going to be lost. You're going to have to cast those things down. The devil trying to lie to you. The devil trying to hold you back. How are you trying to do, Brother Darrell? I'm trying to get somebody who will step out tonight like Joshua. I'm trying to get somebody that will walk around that sickness tonight. That will believe God tonight. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my overcomer. He's the keeper of my soul. Hallelujah. What are you trying to do? I'm trying to get you to see God through the eyes of your faith. Let God open the eyes of your heart tonight. You'll see every promise of this word is true. You'll see angels in here. You'll see angels. Holy Ghost is here. Healing is here. Joy is here. Power is here. Christ is here. Just start looking to the unseen. Feel the pulsating of the Holy Ghost and His Spirit. Let His Spirit anoint the eyes of your heart tonight to see every promise is true. To see I'm free. I'm delivered. Just start walking around. How far can you see tonight? Can you see all the way to healing? Can you see all the way to deliverance? Can you see all the way to your family filled with the Holy Ghost sitting in church? How far can you see? Can you see that tonight? Can you? Well, Brother Darrell, this has done that, and he's done that, and she's done that. That don't matter. You're looking with your eye. Look with your heart. What does your heart tell you? What does your heart tell you? They'll tell you they can't live. The doctors will tell you they can't. They told me she can't live. Your daughter can't live. Through the eyes of my, through these eyes, it didn't look like it. Through these eyes, she was in a coma. She was on a life support system. Her brain 75% damaged. These eyes, there was no way. The Lord sitting there in that room that afternoon when God dropped it into my heart. These eyes came open and I saw her. Oh, Barry, I saw her. I was laying in the hospital bed that night. Jessica was on life support. Cheryl was in the bed with me. They gave us a little room down the hallway. She was crying. Cheryl was crying. She said, I've lost my daddy. I've lost Rachel. And she says, if Jessica dies, I'll die. She was weeping. She was weeping so hard. And I turned my face to the wall. I said, God, what are you doing? You're tearing me to pieces. You're taking everything away from me. And I looked, Sister Janet. I looked, Brother Terry. I looked. And I saw. I saw Jessica and Cheryl and me walk out that door. I saw us walk across this pulpit. Jessica had on a new dress. I thought it was new because I never saw that dress before. So I thought, it's a new dress. I saw that the night of the accident. 70-some days later. Sister Becky Johnson, God bless you, Sister Becky. You'll always be my sister. She came down to Chattanooga not knowing anything and brought Jessica a brand new dress. And when we come here that morning, and Brother Louis came into the study and got us, and we walked out on the platform, it was what I saw. It was what I saw. Now what can you see tonight? What can you see by faith tonight? I tell you in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever you can see by faith, claim it tonight. I challenge you. Brother Bird, claim them boys. Sister Cindy, claim that test Daniel's got to take tomorrow. Claim it for the glory of God. Where's Allison at? Allison, where are you? Can I tell it, Allison? Allison's been in nursing school. Y'all better get well and stay well. She had her final. That youngin' studied long hours of the night. I felt so sorry for her, trying to plan for a wedding and all that. And she took her test. She failed. She come home. I never felt so sorry for her. I was out pressure washing the deck. She come home. She's crying. All those hours of studying.
All right.
How much did you fail by? 2 points. She said, we can go tomorrow and they're going to have people can present questions, and if they'll accept them and you got that answer on that question, you can get that point back. She said, but I don't even know if I'm going to go. And I was studying for this message, sitting downstairs. Something spoke to my heart. And I got up, I went upstairs, I told Cheryl, I said, where's Allison? She said, she's in there. I went to the door, I said, Allie, you go to that meeting tomorrow. You believe God. She got ready to leave this morning. I said, you believe that with your God, nothing is impossible. I said, do you believe it? Yeah, I believe it. I said, then say it.
That's right.
And she said it. I said, now say it like you believe it. Well, I'm healed. Please. Say it like you believe it.
Amen.
I said, say it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Speak the word.
Amen.
With our God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
She goes down there all afternoon. She comes home. She said, well, I didn't fail by 2 points. I just failed by one. My God, I'd rather fail by 50 than one. Which I think I did. That's another message. I really wasn't that dumb, but I was pretty dumb. I remember one time Jessica was in the third grade. She come to me and said, Daddy, can you help me do this math problem? I said, honey, sit right there. Give me that book. And I looked at that math problem. I closed the book, said, go see your mama. Ooh, glory. 1 point. I said, well, can you go to the dean? Is there... No, I've done. I've exhausted all means. I said, well, I went over to the... Because I just knew I told Cheryl, I said, God's just going to do something wonderful. Amen. I just know He's going to do something wonderful. I just, in my heart, I just felt it.
Amen.
And all the means was exhausted. So I go over to the window. I said, Lord, I want to thank you for considering my request. Thank you for that, Lord.
Amen.
And I said, your prophet said that your no's are just as good as your yeses. So I just totally trust you, Lord. And about 3 minutes later, Allie got a text. Said, you passed. We look not at what we see with our eyes. But we serve God by what we see with our hearts. Do you love Him tonight? If God cares that much for a test, don't you think He cares for you tonight? Don't you think whatever problem you're facing tonight, can you look through the eyes of your heart tonight? Can you see yourself well? Can you see that marriage problem resolved? Can you see that financial problem resolved? Can you see it for us tonight? By faith, can you see it tonight? If you can see it, then do like Joshua did tonight. Just start walking around it. Just start shouting the victory. Do you not know tonight? We've already won. here a few years ago. Brother Michael, my brother-in-law, he gave me a y'all forgive me for this, he gave me a DVD of Tennessee football. Real quiet. Huh? Play something, Harry. But this game was a game like no other game. It's a major win for the Volunteers. He said, you want to look at it? I said, yeah, I'll look at it. So I got to watching the game. First quarter, Tennessee, if I remember right, was down 14 to nothing. I never got excited. I think it was the second quarter. The referee made a terrible call. I just ate some popcorn. I never got excited. Third quarter, a bad fumble. Didn't mean nothing to me. Fourth quarter, they were still behind. Just a little bit left in the game. And they were losing. But Brother Gene, I wasn't one bit upset.
That's right.
You know why? Because I knew they already won. And I tell you tonight, friend, wherever you're at, look in the back of the book. We have already won. Do you see yourself victorious tonight? Do you see yourself victorious tonight? Because you know what I would do? I would act victorious. I would stand at my feet tonight and I would give my God praise. I would give my God praise. The battle is over. The victory is ours. We are the seed of Abraham. We walk after the unseen, for it is the unseen things that overhill. Oh, hallelujah tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, let's give God a hand. Hallelujah. 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 There is no God like my God. There is no God like my God. He's my healer. He's the keeper of my flame. Hallelujah. 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 Let glory be to God Almighty. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. Do you see it? Do you see it? It's over. Claim your victory tonight, Satan. You've lost the battle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. Oh, and I receive it.
God is awesome. Awesome. He's awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome. I know He's awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome. He-
you, Lord. Thank you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart. Oh,
Lord, tonight I am seeing you. Oh, tonight, Lord, we have seen you. Lord, tonight we have seen you.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. Thou art our God. There is none like you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. We receive it tonight, Lord. We receive it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, through the eyes of our heart, we see healing. We see victory. We see joy. We see the rapture. We see the marriage supper of the Lamb. Through the eyes of our heart tonight, we see our loved ones. We see our husbands and our wives, our sons and our daughters sitting around the throne of God. We see you, Lord. We see you, Lord, all through our heart tonight. We love you, Lord Jesus. Cast down every sickness tonight. Cast down every fear tonight. Cast down every doubt tonight. Just look to the unseen. Feel the pulsating of the Holy Spirit. Let Him speak to your soul tonight. He is the Lord God who raised up Christ from the grave. He's the one who sent the promise of the Holy Ghost. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no God like our God. Even on a Wednesday night, our God does wonderful things. He heals people sitting in their seats. He restores families. He gives jobs to people. He takes fear away. He revives. He strengthens the weak. He brings joy in the place of sorrow. Beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord tonight. How we praise your holy name. How we praise your holy name. Oh, hallelujah. The devil's not going to stop us, friends. The devil is not going to stop us. I see through the eyes of our heart. I see the victory line. Oh, I see the victory line. We've already overcome. Whatsoever is born of the God, whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. We're already overcome the world by the new birth tonight. We are overcomers. We don't survive Laodicea. We overcome Laodicea. Every devil's at our feet. We leave here victorious. The third pole manifesting in the midst of the bride. She'll have thus saith the Lord, or keep still. Or will the bride have a ministry? Yes, it'll be a great ministry. It's going on right now. It's the message of the hour. Oh, hallelujah. We are the army of Jesus Christ. We are the bride of Jesus Christ. The ministry of Jesus Christ. Now in His bride, fulfilling His word. Making Him the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you see Him? Where's Jesus? He's right beside you. He's right beside you. Oh, let your eyes see Him tonight. Through the eyes of your heart, see Him tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm running for my life. I'm running this race. I'm victorious. Brother Harry, sing that song. Oh, what is it? It's on my heart. Amen. If you can't help me, you don't stop me. Get out of my way. Something else, something else, something else. Amen.
If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. Got a race to run. And run if I fail. At the finishing line, I see God's face. Well, if you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way.
Cares for a final, it's college. God cares for your life. He cares for every aspect. He cares for your sheep. He cares for your animals. He cares for your children. Our God cares tonight. Oh, let's run this race, friends. Let's run this race. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Just draft off of one another. Amen. Just draft off of one another. That's the way we used to do. Oh, I'm going to let you go. That's the way we used to do when we ran cross country. We'd get behind somebody and we'd draft off of them. Get up close to them. Pull off of them. Oh, just do that tonight. If you're a little bit weak, get up behind Brother Wes. Get up behind Brother Terry. Get up behind somebody else. Get up behind Sister Ruth. Just draw off of one another. Oh, hallelujah. We're running for the same goal. We're going on the same course. We're going home, friends. I see you in the future. You look much better than you do right now. Oh, hallelujah. Lord bless you tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God, I feel good. Ooh, I feel 18. I tell you, I have suffered with that sciatic nerve. I've been about to lose my mind for a week. I told my girls on the way to church tonight. I said, I could sit right now and cry. I am hurting so bad. But you know, I'm so glad that my God is the healer of sciatic nerve pain. Aren't you tonight? I'm so glad I can just look to him and say, Daddy, thank you for taking care of that for me. Aren't you glad tonight? Aren't you glad tonight? Amen. He's just wonderful. Amen. Well, I better let you go. Oh, certainly enjoyed being here with you this Wednesday night. Pray for us this weekend. We're heading down to Brother David Seiler's, my buddy. I miss Brother David. I tell you, we had some wonderful times together on the field. And so we'll be down at his place this weekend. So we desire your prayers and certainly love you and appreciate you. Thank you for all your kindness to my family and all that you've ever done for us. And never forget you. Went through the hardest time of our life and how you was there for us. And we'll just never forget you for that. Amen. I just love you. Look forward to spending eternity with you. Wouldn't it be wonderful for you?
Amen.
If this is just a little taste of it, brother. I know it's, no preacher wants to leave. You know, preachers like, but it just feels so good to be here right now. Just to be in his presence. Just to sit at his feet. To drink from the cup in his hand. Just to be able to lean up against him. I remember Let's sing that song, Brother Harry, just before we're dismissed. And I remember coming in from a meeting. I was tired. And about 2:30, 3:30 in the morning, just a few hours, the girls would be up. I didn't want to go to bed and wake up Cheryl. So I just sat down in a chair and thought, made me some coffee, thought I'll just wait for daylight to come. And I was sitting there and I began to think about the meeting. We had a big prayer line that night. And I began to think about the people who came through the prayer line. And I began to ask God to be mindful of them and to meet their need. Different ones. All of a sudden upstairs I heard a noise. Coming down the steps at full speed was Allie. She come running into the kitchen. She looked right at me. I was sitting over in the chair. She didn't realize it. She just saw me, but it didn't sink in on her that it was me. And she turned back towards the kitchen. All of a sudden, she realized it was me. She goes, "Daddy!" She ran and jumped up in my lap. I said, "I love you, Allie." She said, "I love you too, Daddy." I said, "Did you miss me when I was gone?" She said, "Uh-huh." I said, "You been good for Mama while Daddy was gone?" She said, "Uh-huh." I thought, "Uh-huh. I'll ask Mama. I'll ask Mama that." I said, "I love you, baby." She said, "I love you, Daddy." And then Brother Terry, she just put her head against my shoulder, and there was nothing left to say. Because love has its own language. And directly she said, "Daddy, I can hear your heartbeat." I said, "It's going thump, 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 thump." Yeah. Friends, we have the privilege. Amen. John was the type of the bride. Laid his head upon the bosom of the Lord. Right. We can lay our head upon his chest. Amen. We can hear his heartbeat. Sure. Beating out Jesus Christ the same yesterday, amen, today, yes, and forever. Just to be in His presence. Go in the fear of the Lord tonight. May God richly bless you. Look through the eyes of your heart. The more I seek you, the more I find. The more I find you, the more I love you. I want to I rest in your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I seek you, the more I find you, the more I find. I want to sit at your feet, drink from this cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, fill your heart with me. Thank you, Lord. Overwhelming,
This love is so deep, it's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace, it's overwhelming. I want to sit at your feet, drink from this cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace, it's overwhelming. See?